Hey guys, welcome back to the Evan and Caitlin podcast. So Caitlin.
Yes.
I have an assumption that I want to make.
What is it?
I assume that our audience might want another Assumptions About Us podcast.
Woo! Are you assuming that because we're only able to get to a fraction of the assumptions in the last one?
Yes.
There's a lot to go.
I think today's Assumptions About Us is going to be all about our relationship because, guys, you had a lot of assumptions about our relationship. Again, as with the other one, I really haven't read through almost any of these. Caitlin has organized them and categorized them.
I'll be presenting them to you today.
And I'm so excited. So let's just jump into it because there's a lot to get to.
There's a lot. Okay. So the first one, and there was conflicting assumptions about this. Mm. The category is fights/disagreements. So on one end of it, we have an assumption from Nicole Rich. I assume you guys never fight, but if so, what about? Another, we have an assumption from Mark, who says, "Well, do you want to do just the first one? I assume you guys never fight. If so, what about? We'll do one at a time."
Okay.
Next one's a bigger one. Don't look yet.
I don't really think that we've ever fought because, to me, like fighting in a relationship means that we are upset at each other, and I've never really been upset with you. I've been upset in general about the situation or the circumstances we've found ourselves in, but we've always firmly been on the same team 100%. And the main things we've gotten upset about, honestly, are filming under time pressure or disagreements or miscommunications. Like, you know, time pressure is like the thing that allows us to get stressed and upset. Like, if there's no time pressure,
we're good.
Almost never get upset. But if there's time pressure and like one of us has assumed that the other one of us is ready for this thing and we're filming it and we get out there and it's not ready and we don't know what we're doing and we like the camera's running and like we can't say words and we get frustrated. I think that's the main thing that we've gotten frustrated about, like, ever.
But like you said, it's mostly us being frustrated at like a situation. And so we're just kind of like frustrated in general because of a situation. And that's not to say we don't have disagreements. But I think one thing that like has been something we did even before we were dating really is like we're both kind of over communicators with each other. Like honestly, even before we were dating, we were like I would go to you for advice on things and you would come to me for advice on things and we would just like talk a lot.
Yeah.
And I think and that
helped a ton. Plus from the beginning, I mean, I think we told the story sometime in the past, but before we started dating, we talked about everything, shared all of our, like, not that we have too many secrets or anything, but like we like fully opened up about everything. And also both of us have a strong tendency to want to like continually advance ourselves and advance our communication and advance our skills and everything like that. So, I mean, before we started working together, I don't think we had any disagreements at all.
Not really. I mean, there just wasn't, we lived pretty stress-free lives.
Yeah.
I mean, what there was stress from like work, especially towards the end.
Yeah, but
of your job?
That was directed outwards.
Yeah, it was directed outwards.
And I know that like some people are like, oh my gosh, why would you like work together? Wouldn't that like ruin your relationship? And I think it's just strengthened it.
Yeah.
You know, the first few times where we had miscommunications about expectations or stuff like that, we're like, okay, how can we improve our communication so this doesn't happen again? And then we implemented that, and that miscommunication really hasn't happened ever again. And I can't really think of any time in the past year where we've ran into a situation that upset us.
Yeah.
Where we had to like sit down and figure out like why we became upset.
Yeah.
So the assumption that you guys never fight, if so, what about? Nicole, you assumed correct. And the only thing that we like that causes us to really get upset is working under time pressure. Because that's like
that's
the most stressful thing, especially for people like us.
Yeah.
Because we like take our commitments very seriously. We want to like
deliver
deliver and like have good, relationships with our sponsors and people we like, make commitments
meet
to and
your
our audience
expectations
and stuff.
As viewers, yeah. You know, with our schedule and stuff. Yeah.
So.
A related one that's even more extreme from Mark. I assume that at some point your relationship was almost over, but you stuck together for the sake of the channel.
From Mark? Why would you assume that?
Mark, what do you think of us?
The whole reason why we started this channel was to spend more time together.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not like, oh, we started working together and then as a result of working together we like got sick of each other or something. Yeah. Like the whole reason we started the channel was to work together. So
yeah.
I don't really foresee that ever being an issue.
I have something further to think about that. It's so interesting because like assume that your relationship was almost over but you stuck together for the sake of the channel.
Also like the channel would be terrible. Yeah, if we were trying to fake a relationship,
yeah, and also
or
like
a happy relationship,
especially
you guys would
like
know.
We started this, and I don't really know why we assumed that we could make this work. But like for
I don't know
how long did we like struggle and bust our booties with no profit, no return, like nothing for the first year or so? We got like very little back,
yeah,
in terms of like monetary compensation. Just because
we're just going on faith that like we can make it work.
Yeah, we were working like three jobs. Like Caitlin was working a job, I was working a job, and we were working this new job that we were making. We were like working harder than we ever had before for not much reward at all for a long time. And if you can't do that work for the right reasons, then yeah, it might not be good in the long term. But since we knew why we were doing it from the beginning, which yeah. I think is very important, because starting a YouTube channel isn't easy.
Yeah.
Unless sometimes it is. Sometimes you just put a video out there and it goes viral. But the chances of that are almost like winning a lottery.
Yeah.
Maybe not that extreme. But maybe that extreme.
Yeah. But yeah, I think the channel exists because of our desire to hang out together and like because of our relationship,
yeah,
not the other way around. Also, like the videos would be terrible.
The videos would be terrible
if we're faking it.
Also, I think that you guys might know by now, we're not good actors.
No,
we the emotions and everything that you see on camera, that's just us, and like in our live streams, that's just us and us right here. I mean, I did no prep for this podcast, and this is just us. So it's like you guys are going to know if something's off, because we either won't be making content because that'd be really hard to do, or you'll see us upset in our videos. I don't know.
Well, so related, Cliff Hero assumes that we sometimes have to edit out fights. Again, this is still in the fight category. Assumes that we have to edit fights out of our videos.
I'm thinking once every 2 weeks, huh?
Yeah, we only make a video once every 2 weeks. Are you zooming every video?
I think the main thing we edit out are us being weird.
Well, I would say we also edit out boring parts.
Oh, boring parts. Yeah, boring parts.
I think
there's
like
a lot of boring that gets cut for sure.
Yeah. We've also gotten better about just knowing what parts will be boring so we don't bother filming it. Like sanding. That's why it's always montaged. I will say there have been a couple times where it wasn't a fight that we edited out, but there's been a couple times, especially when we were under a lot of pressure, where like something went wrong, and like usually when something goes wrong, we'll capture it in the moment, like with those raw emotions. But there's been once or twice. Do you remember the rainbow bench?
The rainbow bench. I was so upset.
You were
and
so
it wasn't
upset
at Caitlin, but like I just like you know since we had gotten
the cuts weren't working. Yeah,
I was like Caitlin, I just need some time out here in the garage to like focus on this. Like I can't talk right now because I'm just gonna be upset, and I don't want to be upset towards any people, and you're the one around, so I just need to be out here and just see if I can fix this, and just I need to be alone with my feelings.
Yeah. And then like once you had some time, then we like did, you know, as we do, we did show like what went wrong with like the cuts being the wrong way and us having to just shove a buttload of like putty in there to fill the joints.
I think that there's other scenes where like we're talking and then like especially if it's a long scene that we're filming, then we'll just like rest our faces and like get into like because like you know we're not this this is like, you know, you guys usually see us in like higher energy states when we're excited about things, because we're, you know, the recording this podcast is exciting. It's a fun thing. Playing games, that's exciting. It's a fun thing. And like doing woodworking and crazy tensegrity tables and the crazy things that we're doing, it's fun. It's exciting. So you see us at all of the most excited moments. But honestly, a lot of the day is us just like being normal people, and our faces
we're like answering emails and stuff.
Or like we get tired too. We get tired a lot. Or like sometimes I'll have a headache. I probably get more headaches than Caitlin. And sometimes like in between takes, I'll just like rest or something like that. So we'll cut some of that out too. Just because it doesn't make for a good video. But sometimes we'll leave that in because the contrast is funny and interesting.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Sorry, I went off on a kind of a tangent there.
There are, of course, we don't really need to respond to these because we've already kind of like said how we communicate and stuff. But there were, of course, positive assumptions about our relationship too. People just didn't assume we were fighting. There's a lot more positive ones. I just think the like fights would be more interesting to talk about because it's not just fun when you're just like, your assumption is right. And then you move on. But we did get from Kimmy. I think you guys have a really supportive marriage. That's my assumption. And Zuliga, I think you're the best of friends and probably have the easiest relationship because you communicate well with each other.
Yes.
So I'm glad that you guys also think that, because we think that too. We're biased, but you know.
Yeah.
So but one funny.
You are my best friend.
You are my best friend, baby. I love you. I was like, are we going to kiss on the podcast? Is that too BDA? I was like, are we going to do it? Okay, so here's a funny thing that we got a couple assumptions about. I categorized this togetherness because I didn't know what to call it. From Namora's life, I assume you're one of those we couples that barely ever does anything separate, e.g. Evan meeting friends alone, etc. And sometimes it drives your friends crazy. And on a related one from Lorenzo, I assume you guys do capital everything together.
I don't like it when like we spend long periods of time apart.
Me neither.
It's like it's just more fun to be together.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And maybe we are annoying to other people, but in our defense, we don't have that many friends.
Well, when like, you know,
we have friends.
Before we kind of fell into the full YouTube rabbit hole though too. I mean, You hung out with my friends and like you got along with all of my friends super great. And I feel like I got along with your friends really well too. So like because we are very similar people, if someone liked me, they would probably like Caitlin, and kind of the same way around. So we bring the same type of energy to the group dynamic and everything.
So with our friends, there's never really a need to choose between like friends versus significant other.
Yeah. And like when I invited my friends over and we wanted to like play video games and stuff, Caitlin would like be playing video games with us because she just fits in with my group dynamic and everything. And when I'd hang out with Caitlin's friends, like we'd all just do things together. I mean, heck, when Caitlin was living in San Antonio and I lived in Houston, I'd drive every weekend to spend time with her. And one of the I'm just gonna bring up one example in particular because it's funny. I'm not going to talk about all the drinking times, but like the wedding thing that we went to.
Oh yeah.
What was that?
It was a wedding expo because my best friend had just gotten engaged.
Yeah. So I was in town and I wanted to spend time with Caitlin, and she just brought me along, and I was just like the honorary.
Everyone thought we were the couple getting married. Yeah, because it was like my best friend, one of our other friends, and my best friend's future mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And us. And it's the kind of thing that you would think like, oh, you don't invite like the guys to.
It was so fun.
It was really fun.
It was fun.
That's where we got our idea for our marquee love letters. Our big marquee love letters.
And it was fun hanging out with everyone. And like we had little snacks and stuff. It was great.
Oh, great snacks.
Great snacks at wedding conventions.
We had so much little cake samples. It was fun.
So yeah, we did. We might be... I hope we weren't too annoying to our friends who may be listening out there. You know that about us, so
yeah,
you already accepted that.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go through some assumptions about like things that are different between us.
Yes.
From intent to modulate. I assume Evan's the one who says, hey, let's go out and do blank activity outside their normal routine.
I think that's mostly correct.
I would say so too.
I've gotten tend us to be into hesitant. So many like over our head situations yes. by just saying yes or just like just going for things. I was like, I kind of pushed us to do the gaming channel. I just felt like it'd be, I just had this like gut instinct and everything. I pushed us to speak at conferences yes, and everything. I do kind of push us outside of our comfort zone a little bit, but Caitlin ensures that we actually like do well at all of the things that we do. I'll just be like chaotically like leaving things behind and creating a like
moving on to the next
moving on to the next thing and everything like that. We balance each other out very, very well.
I would say we're in the middle of one of those new situations that I was hesitant about. And Evan was like, let's do it. We can do it. I can make that.
Now that
work.
Everything is like going okay, I'm glad that we did it. But there are definitely times where I'm like, we shouldn't have done this. Oh, no.
We can't say too much. You guys will know soon, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another one from Cole. My assumption is that Evan is the impulsive one, and Caitlin has to reel him in because she's pretty grounded. I would say you're not super impulsive.
I'm not super impulsive. I am flighty with my thoughts. I'll say
you're
that.
You're flighty like, with your thoughts.
I'll just like, Caitlin will sometimes like, you know, like we'll both be at our desks and we'll both be like working on like, you know, Caitlin will be working on the edit and I'll be working on like a design or the next product or something. And then I'll just be like browsing random things and everything like that. Or I'll just be like sitting there, like just staring off into space. And every now and then Caitlin will like check in. She's
I do have to ground you in that way sometimes.
What are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I have this crazy idea for this weird project or something like that and everything. So it's like when I bring up new subjects, it might seem like it's coming out of nowhere oftentimes. Like the first time I brought up the gaming channel, you're probably like, what? Or when I brought up, we need a second gaming editor or a third gaming editor or a fourth gaming editor or a fifth gaming editor. You know, Caitlin's like, that seems random. Like this is just coming out of nowhere. But oftentimes I'll have been thinking about these thoughts for a long time, just in the background here and there in little snippets of thought. So it's like, in a way it might seem like I'm impulsive, but I'm just flighty with my thoughts and I cycle lots and lots and lots of thoughts around. Mm-hmm. And then I'll bring up something that seems crazy, but I've actually thought about it a lot. I think that's the most thing.
Related to your
but you do ground me a ton.
Related to your ever cycling thoughts, one of my fun games I like to play is when Evan has that spacey look, I'll be like, what you thinking about? And he's like, oh, I'm just thinking about the modularity of this and that. And how, you know, if we were going to do a new desk, what if we did this? Or like, it's always something just like very specific and unexpected and usually related to technology or making. And
the
way.
Latest one was like, I'm just thinking about the power loss of USB cables and how like the longer the USB cable is, like if it's a high power device at the end of that, it might be like not being as efficient. And that's why I think that we might be having problems with our streaming setup. And
you gotta be like prepared when you ask Evan what's on his mind. It's not like
I'll share.
Yeah. Yeah. And you better be prepared to follow along because it's a lot. Okay. Here's a fun one from Giannis. I assume that you are always throwing cheesy compliments at each other and then cringe because of the cheesy compliments.
No, we embrace it.
We embrace the cheese.
We love the cheese. We dish out the cheese generously.
Oh, yes. We do.
Yeah. So that is a half-correct assumption.
Okay, here's some... this is kind of related to relationships. It's kind of like some home life type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
From Tom. I assume that you're absolutely fine with using the toilet while the other person brushes their teeth.
We usually aren't in the same room, but sometimes if we're carrying on a conversation, we'll like talk through a door or something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we usually won't be in the same room. Sometimes Jube will open the door on her own. And in one of our restrooms, you can't reach the door. So the other one will have to come like close the door for the other person.
Yeah, we're pretty comfortable.
We're pretty comfortable. Okay.
things you didn't think you'd be talking about to thousands of people.
Yep, and I'm the one that compiled this list, so you're welcome. Okay. I assume that you, this is from Gold 8. I assume that you were always eating organic food, like homemade quiche and stuff.
anyone who's tuned into our gaming streams know that, like, sometimes if it's like 8:30 at night and you're hungry and you're starving and you just need to eat right now, we'll just go to Taco Bell or something.
Yeah.
Get some drive through. I mean, we generally like eating healthy, but at the same time, we love,
like, healthy
variety. We love variety. We love having, like, you know, junk food every now and then, and then, like, some salads and then some delicious home cooked whatever, and just balancing everything.
And then we'll just eat, like, chips and queso for a whole meal.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Or we'll just have, like, ramen. You know,
sometimes you just need ramen.
You just need some ramen, and it's just, like, the simple things that you want. So,
We do, like, cook. Not as much as we used to, but we cook a decent amount.
We would like to cook more. Just cooking takes a long time.
Yeah.
But I think that, in general, we like every single type of food. The main food that I don't like too much is...
You don't like seafood?
I don't like seafood. And I still don't fully like wheat things or brown rice and stuff like that yet. The healthier carbs, I just love
You like
the,
some wheat bread?
Oh, I do like some wheat
cheesecake
bread.
Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, yeah, bread. That Cheesecake Factory.
That's the only thing that's like wheat so bread delicious. That I think you like.
Oh, no, I want that.
A related is from Alexandra. I assume that the two of you make dinner together every night, and it's mostly always the same sort of food. So we kind of just talked about how we, like, we're really spoiled with variety.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we won't, we like, the won't. Most we'll eat the same thing over in a meal or in a week is twice. Like, mm-hmm. we might make it once and then make it again. But we get bored really, really fast.
We're
so we don't repeat.
Because we can cook well and we can reconfigure meals.
And
because
we work from home. So, like, yeah. like lunch today was like roasted red potatoes and roasted green beans and sauteed chicken with an apricot fresh thyme balsamic glaze.
Oh, so good.
It was like kind of a fancy meal, but we were like,
so good.
Oh, we have the stuff to make this. And it's 11 in the morning, but like this seems like a good meal to start our day.
And I mean, we also live in Houston, which is one of the most diverse food places I've ever been.
So many good restaurants.
I've been to so many places around the world, and Houston has one of the densest food clusters of variety that I've ever been in, that I've ever been surrounded in. So
yeah,
we're spoiled in that regards too.
And in terms of cooking together, we very rarely cook together. This kind of goes back to the togetherness thing. I will say, like, we do divide and conquer.
So sometimes if it's like the food is rushed, neither of us have like a high priority to do, and we just want to eat soon. Like if one of us will be the primary cook and one of us will be the sous chef, like chopping and dicing and cleaning up dishes. But that's more rare. Most of the time, it just ends up being one of us has a primary to do. Like if the edit is in a rush, then I'll do all the cooking, cleaning, house and everything like that. If not, like sometimes Caitlin would rather be the one to do some of that because she edits so much. She's at her computer so much.
Yeah, I get less computer breaks.
She can't.
So I like standing.
so like, you know, we just try to balance everything. Who's at the computer more? Who's standing more?
Because sometimes the higher priority.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Sometimes you'll be in the garage like sanding for hours, and you want to sit. And I've been editing for hours, and I want to stand. Yeah. So
we strive for balance in all of the things because just doing one thing all the time isn't the most fun.
Yeah. Okay, from Jeremy. I assume Evan has relinquished all attic-related activities to Caitlin. It's kind of true in a way.
It's kind of true. I'm just a big, clumsy man. I still don't know where my limbs are.
That's true.
Like literally, when I was going through a growth spurt, you generally know where your limbs are and everything like that. But my body was growing so fast. For a long period of my life, I have been kind of clumsy. Because, like, literally, I think that my arms would be shorter than they are or something like that, you know? So I think that's my excuse of why I'm still a little bit clumsy.
Yeah, and might be a little traumatized from the fall. I don't mind going into the attic. Oh, here's one from Tiny Tina. Caitlin is more serious about financials. I will say our financial responsibilities, we kind of divide and conquer.
We're more serious about financials in different ways. Each of us has our area in which we're more serious.
Like, I take care of more the, like, you know, weekly accounting and, like, quarterly tax stuff. Evan takes care of, like, the investment and retirement side of things, like, the big picture stuff, and I'm more of the, like, minute stuff.
Yeah, like, keeping track of, like, what types of investments are good right now, interest rates, like, figuring out our long-term savings, figuring out our spending rate, figuring out, like, what type of retirement we might be able to figure out as YouTubers, which is a strange thing. And, you know, all of that. I think of a lot of the long-term things because that's where my mind tends to go. And Caitlin goes toward the more detailed stuff because that's what's a little bit more suited for you personally.
Yeah, I feel like that's it suits each of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're blasting through these. I feel like we're going through like so much more. Like this round and last. I think we just got.
I don't know. We're halfway through the podcast.
Oh, we're
30 minutes in. So
never mind. Time flies when you're answering assumptions.
Okay. From Yumi, I assume you guys argue about who's gonna get up to make coffee on your days off because you both just want to stay in bed all day.
What is this? Day off? What is this day off, you assume?
We were just laughing because, like, going into the 4th of July weekend, sponsors were like, hope you guys have a great holiday weekend. Hope you guys get some relaxing in. And we're like, it's 4th of July? What? It's the weekend? Like, what?
Weekend? What? What are those?
It's, today is 4th of July, actually, and, like, we're taking an hour break to have some socially distanced hangout next to the pool time with Evan's family for 1 hour, and then we are back. And so there's not really days off.
I mean, you know, this is like a subject that's hard to talk about anytime we talk about how busy we are, because we are saying yes to all of the sponsors.
Oh, yeah, we're choosing it. We're not like trying to victimize ourselves.
Opportunities, and we really like it. But at the same time, you know, I think that we both have realized that this is an unsustainable pace.
Which is why we've been trying to reduce things. Like, the podcast is every other week now. The main channel videos are every other week now. Like, we have been trying to reduce.
Yeah, and with Tensegrity Table and this upcoming project, that's like two huge projects in a row. And the amount of time we've put into both of those projects has been ridiculous.
Too much.
Ridiculous.
Especially too much to do back to back.
So we're still finding the balance of all these things. And, you know, we still want to experiment and push even more in new ways with like second channel videos and like I want to like
do more cooking videos.
More cooking. I want to cut Caitlin's hair and that'll be funny and like all of that stuff. But like we need to get our life a little bit more free, and then we're gonna try tackling all of that stuff, playing around with different video types and everything, and just having fun. And then we'll figure out, once we've experimented with all these different video types and all of that, we know what all of that is and what the audience reaction is and how much we like it all and everything, then we'll feel like we'll be able to better organize our life and set commitments and all of that and stop working as much. Maybe have some days off every now and then. In terms of coffee, sorry, that's a long tangent.
I make the coffee. I do a really good job at
Caitlin
coffee.
Caitlin is amazing. She makes an amazing cup of coffee, and I appreciate it greatly. I am also not a morning person in any way.
You struggle more.
Caitlin isn't a morning person either, but she's more responsible than I am.
Also, like, Jube sleeps on my side, and so, like, I get the kitty alarm wake up.
Like,
and also, like, I get her breakfast in the morning.
Jube starts licking Caitlin's hair and biting it.
Yeah, she starts, like, licking my hair. And so that's a kitty alarm.
She does respectfully wait until you're like stirring.
She waits till I'm stirring. Yeah, it's usually like I'm awake before she starts doing it, because she really likes sleeping too. So, yeah. And then I'll get up. I'll get Jube her breakfast, and then I will make the coffee.
Yeah,
okay. He's good. Do you want some now?
I want some now. I want some right now. Crave it.
I know we do. Okay. From Ryan, I assume y'all are night owls and sleep very little.
I wouldn't really say that we're night owls, but we end up being night owls just because, like, I'd rather be, like, doing stuff in our day than sleeping, because sleeping can be a bit boring. And I just love all the things we do in our day. Like, doing projects is fun. Yeah. Like, I'd like to play video games, and Caitlin has been getting into reading again. I want to do, like, I want to clean the house. I want to organize this. Mm-hmm. I want to do, like, I want to rearrange our computers another time. I want to
get more electronics. We kind of resent sleep, but we also are people that require a lot of sleep. And if we don't get a full night, it affects us. So we actually try not to sacrifice sleep. We just sacrifice other things instead of sleep.
Yeah.
So sometimes we will be working until midnight, we'll sleep for 8 or 9 hours.
Yeah. Our day is just shifted.
Yeah.
To a non-usual hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here is this is some more kind of like home life stuff from It's Me Jack. I assume that your house is 100% how you want it because of all your DIY projects adding to it. I would say up to a certain point, being a DIY channel and have an incentive to like tackle projects was beneficial for our house. And past that, it was detrimental to our to our house and being the way we want it.
I think the one thing they're saying is Caitlin would like things to be minimal. And we have a lot of things in our house now. I mean, you know, the more making supplies we get, there's just like way more stuff. Also, we have way more tables than we need.
We have so many tables. Like side tables, coffee tables, and benches, which are basically just short tables.
Well, and also, I think that there's another thing. When we first started, we were doing more house projects, and we've done a little bit less, just because they take a long time, and there's not as much somewhere. Of a payout in terms of like, whoa, what you did? You made a floating table. You did this crazy thing out of resin. Like all of those are so much more clickable and honestly more fun, and like. If we were going to make our house exactly how we wanted it, we might fix up this office some more and, you know, fix the doors and, like, you know, make everything a little bit like...
Paint the ceiling where you fell through.
Yeah, paint the ceiling where I fell through. There would be a lot that we would do to the house. But, like, I think that we're happy with it in general. It's if we fine. Were able to clean it and organize it, I'd like it.
Yeah, it's hard to not let the stuff build up when you're constantly producing physical things for your channel.
Yeah, right now our living room is an explosion of all sorts of things for the complex project that we're working on right now. It's a complete chaotic mess. There's cardboard boxes everywhere.
Jube isn't complaining.
And it's just because, you know, I want to keep the garage clear for other things and other filming things.
Because we got a film in there.
But I also have to lay out all this complex stuff and figure it out. So, c'est la vie.
Yep.
It is the way it is.
From Lauren, I assume y'all never watch TV, too busy with projects, editing, podcasts, streams. We watch YouTube mostly, but we'll mostly do it like if we're like eating a meal and we want to watch something with the meal. Mm-hmm. We don't do a ton of watching outside of that, like just for the sake of watching.
Yeah, because I think that sometimes it's you know, before the lockdown and everything and social distancing or physical distancing, we used to go out a decent amount, and that like would go out and would chat and would like that'd be like a break because we'd be like away from our house, away from projects, away from like we were distanced away from our work far enough that we couldn't think of anything. There's nothing that we could do productive. Mm-hmm. So like going out would be our break and would chat and everything. When we're in and we're surrounded by all of this stuff still, I think the best break we can do is just to like hang out and zone out with like a TV show and everything. And that kind of helps us take a break by like showing us things to take our minds off of everything.
Yes.
And so
multitasking because we're doing it while we're eating a meal. So we're not losing any productive time.
And yeah, we know that we're doing good on our schedule when we like finish the episode that we are watching instead of pausing it halfway through. That's like how I judge how good our like how what much control like how good we feel about where we are with our projects if we're finishing shows versus we don't have any time, pause it, we'll finish it later when we go back to things.
Can't finish those last 6 minutes of that YouTube.
But we do watch TV. But when we were watching Game of Thrones, sometimes an episode of Game of Thrones would last 3 meals.
Oh yeah, that's true. They're long.
Sometimes 2 meals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one from Morgan Rose. I assume that Evan is a bit of a neat freak that would prefer everything have a place. I also assume Caitlin has a secret sword/knife collection.
That's slightly a switched. Little bit the opposite. Now,
not fully switched. Not fully switched.
Caitlin is more of a neat freak. I actually love organization, and Caitlin loves organization too. I mean, this might be like a lame Christmas present to everyone else, but one of the Christmas presents I got Caitlin once was a ladle maker. And oh man, have we used that thing
so much.
So much. No, but like we both love labeling things and organizing things. I would love to do more. Caitlin will prioritize that more than me.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had more time, I would love to do it.
Yeah.
But Caitlin does put a higher importance to it.
It causes me more anxiety when things aren't organized and put away, which is why I think like it falls higher on my priority list.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't bother me that much because I'm like, ah, that's just how it is, and we need to take breaks, and there's only so much we can do. I'm more okay like putting it off. Yeah. But
I would say I've gotten better out of necessity.
Yeah, Caitlin's gotten so much better.
I've gotten a lot better.
She deserves like so much class.
I can handle so much more mess.
I've been a bad influence or good influence because you're less stressed about it.
I wouldn't say I'm less stressed about it. I just hide the stress away.
Where's that stress ball?
Okay. Oh, and Evan collects cool knives.
I do. I love knives. I love utility knives and pen knives and
yeah,
like
we don't have any swords.
Oh man, like I
the Damascus just, like, knife we made with
Damascus
Alec.
Knife, but also like multi-tools and stuff. Yeah. If I had more space and I could justify getting more, I would. But I already have like two normal size Leathermans, one or two miniature Leathermans, a whole bunch of knives. I'm set. I don't need so any more, even though I love it.
From Amin Leffy, I feel like you have a live, laugh, love thingy in your living room at some point. This makes me that TikTok. You gotta live, laugh, love. Live, laugh, love.
You gotta
live, laugh, love.
Love, laugh, live. You gotta finish it. You gotta finish it.
I wasn't going to, but you
We've never had that. Now, Caitlin did do some word art that she designed herself. And so we have hung some of that up.
Mm-hmm. But no live, laugh, love.
No live, laugh, love.
Yeah. We do have one thing that was a gift that said, like, all you need is love and a cat. And that's, I think, in the guest room.
Yeah, that's like a little...
It's like a little tiny thing. That's probably the closest we have. Live, laugh, love.
Love, laugh, live.
Okay. From Samuel. I assume that when people come around your house that have no idea about your channel, they are confused as to why there's a massive hamster wheel and a very tiny patio.
I think that we might confuse people, but we just haven't had anyone over
in so long. Well, anyone that
would be coming over,
knows about our channel because, like, if we don't know them well enough to tell them about our channel, we certainly don't know them well enough to, like, bring them to our house. Like, all of our friends know about the channel.
I think that we have had, like, I remember someone was over at our house and they're like, oh my gosh, like what is all this stuff? I don't know who it was. And it was a long time ago, but maybe it was like a friend of a friend or a friend of the family or
maybe
it was
or like a more distant relative or something.
More distant relative. I think that sounds right.
Yeah. Yeah. But, no one's seen the massive hamster wheel in person because everyone's quarantined.
Yeah, no one's seen the massive hamster wheel. No one's
people have seen the catio.
A lot of projects.
Yeah, lot of them. No one's seen but ours.
MJMCD assumes that we are huge homebodies with the exception of Lowe's. You forgot food.
Oh, yes.
We leave the house most for food.
Yes.
And then materials.
But if we can buy materials online, we do. So that we don't have to leave the house.
We're very much homebodies.
I mean, it's more so now because everyone...
Yeah. Now, honestly, I would actually love to leave the house to go swimming more.
Mm.
Like swim laps.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that I wish we had more time for. Just because, one, it would be good to work out again.
Working out would be good.
So we're going to try to add that in as like one of the next things we add back into our lives because...
Yeah.
That's a good thing to have in your life.
We haven't worked out in like 3 years.
Yeah, but the main outdoor thing I think I kind of miss a little bit is swimming outdoors during the summer.
Well, I think it doesn't necessarily have to be outdoors, just not in our house.
swimming. Well, if you're gonna.
I'm saying like this assumption.
Oh, assumption. Is like, yeah.
It's just saying like, I assume that you're home buddies, but that you can leave your home and not be outdoors. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't
necessarily. It's not only outdoor activities.
No, we like our house. We like being together. Yeah. We have a happy life here, and it's like leaving just like driving wastes time. It doesn't waste time, but like.
I mean, we actually don't mind driving too much because we're usually chatting on the drive. And sometimes it's kind of
But
nice.
we are a bit home buddies.
Yeah. From Chris, I assume you're probably fun to hang out with. However, your neighbors either think of you as those weird people next door or they find you hilarious. No middle ground.
I think that we're probably fun to hang out with. We generally get along with like all ages of people.
But we don't know our neighbors.
We don't really know our neighbors. Also, a lot of our neighbors have moved and swapped and everything. and we've never gone over to introduce ourselves to the new ones. Well, but also sometimes, like, I don't know if they're like leasing or they live there or like, are they working on the house or are they moving in or like, there's been a lot of
activity
around our neighborhood. It's been a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that, We actually have toned down the late night noises a ton. I mean, when we first started the channel, all of the work that we did was late at night, and a lot of it was woodworking, which was extremely loud.
Now we do so much less woodworking, and we try not to work in the evenings unless we like try not to work in the shop in the evenings unless we're on a time crunch.
Especially with power tools, because you don't want to be like sleepy and operating a table saw.
Yeah, we might do like some resin stuff or like film a quick like demolding scene after dinner. But
lower pressure things.
Yeah. From Catherine, I assume that Caitlin has lots of college/adult friends, and Evan has more childhood/high school friends.
I'd say we both have. I think you might have more college friends.
I think this is like pretty right, actually.
Yeah, that is true.
Because I don't really keep up with like childhood high school friends that much, and I have a handful of college friends that I do still keep up with.
Yeah,
none of them live. You know, like most some are in Houston, but like most are farther away. And right now, you know, quarantine.
Yeah, and I've kept up with more childhood high school friends than college friends, I think.
Yeah.
Wow, Catherine, how did you know that?
Yeah, Catherine, weird.
Are you one of our college or high school friends?
Are you guilting us? Okay. There's a lot. I'm reading through the assumptions. There's a lot of assumptions just about how we don't have much social life. We don't leave the house much. We're nerdy home buddies.
Well, but I mean, also, it's like if you're doing everything that we do, it's
not that much time to leave the house.
It'd be hard to leave the house to a certain degree.
Yeah. I would say to everyone with those assumptions, you're generally right.
Yeah.
But we're also pretty cool with it.
Yeah. But now we just like hang out with people over the internet. Like we make new friends like via Twitch, and we play games with them online and co-stream with them and stuff. So that's fun.
Yeah. Okay. So I've kind of gone through some of the ones about like our home life and our relationship. So we can either move on to thing of the week, or I can just go through some more like general assumptions about us.
Are we going to stretch this out and do a third episode? Because there's a big assumptions about work.
Maybe we'll like.
Did we do the assumptions about work?
No, we haven't.
Oh, we haven't done
assumptions about work. There's a huge category about assumptions about our work. So I think that would be its own.
Yeah, I think let's leave that as its own.
We can fit in some a few more miscellaneous ones about us. There's a huge chunk about assumptions when we were younger. We hit some of those last time.
Yeah, let's hit a few more.
Okay.
There's a lot about you being a goth or dramatic makeup person.
Yes, might be right. But there's, from Scarlett, Caitlin went through a very intense emo phase. From Jared, Caitlin was goth, dramatic makeup. But then there's also from Latisse. I assume Evan probably had a goth, emo, punk scene kid phase. So it's not only directed at me. Oh. For the record, You are all very correct. I worked at Hot Topic. Yeah, I worked at Hot Topic. I dressed in a very like emo scene goth way. It's so
interesting that like you went to school like wearing like.
Oh yeah.
You know.
I wore like knee-high combat boots and like plaid skirts with chains and like band t-shirts with skulls on them. I had all the like bracelets and arm cuffs like going halfway up my arms. Like the pyramid belts. You know what a pyramid belt is? Where the little spikes?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or not spikes. They're like studs.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to like wear two because the second one is like for decoration.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. I was very much not. I didn't have any style. I like I just wore t-shirts and plain clothes. Although like I will say that, you know, moving around a lot, I went through a lot of phases. Most of them were nerdy, like very much similar to where I am now. I did go through one rebellious phase. I did like, this sounds like so cliche, but like when I was like, I don't know, what's seventh grade?
Like 13.
Around 13, I did fall in with like a bad group of people. They weren't the best influence. I did some like not the best things and everything. And I did go through a small rebellious phase. But then I realized that like, why do that? That's not nice. And it's not adding anything good to the world and all of that. And I reflected on things. And then I was like, I don't want to do that anymore. And when we moved, like while I was there, I started changing back to a little bit more where I was for most of my life. And then when we moved, I just left all of that behind because it was a nice opportunity to just like.
My moves are good.
Change things.
See, I moved and I was like, I'm going to shop at Hot Topic now.
I will become emo now.
Yes. Well, it's hard to just like randomly start dressing that way. Like yeah. You got to like, it's either a phased approach or you got to wait for a move. There's a ton of assumptions. This is another one that could be its own whole episode about like us when we were younger, like in high school and stuff like that. So I'm going to move on to some non-high school ones. That would be like a little like preview if you guys want more. That's another one we could do a whole episode on.
Do you want to do one about work? Do you want to do one about our young adult,
younger selves?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do a couple more and then we'll move on to thing of the week. Okay. From Grant, I assume that whenever Caitlin visits someone, she immediately goes to pet their cat.
Correct.
It's like you know me.
Spot on. She's like, oh, hi, person, cat. I think one of the last times that happened is when we went to visit Johnny Brook Crafter Workshop.
Oh yeah, yeah. they have two cats, and we immediately bonded.
Just like sat down and was like, "Yes, we are now your people too."
Yes. Here's some about you from Peach. Slightly conflicting from Peach. I assume Evan wasn't a cat person at first. From Small, I assume Evan, or I guess he's the same kind of. I assume Evan is a dog person at heart.
Cat person, dog person. I mean, we had a family dog that I really liked, and I've always liked all animals generally. I've always thought that they're cute and everything. I think that I for most of my life, I've also been very self-analyzing, and I've always thought about like who I want to be and what type of life I want to live and all of that stuff. And I have known that I am very flighty. I'm just a flighty person, and I kind of get in my own head a ton. And I just like, out of respect for the animals that I would like be bringing into my life, I think that I would have enjoyed a cat or a dog, but I never really would have done it all by myself because I would have felt bad, I think.
That's interesting.
I just feel like I wouldn't check in like even cats don't need you to check in as much, but I feel like, what if I like forgot like to get out their food or change their like things? Like animals need attention and love and everything. And they're not, I think dogs would be more vocal, but they also need so much more.
Yeah.
You know, and also moving a ton growing up, you know, we moved every single year for a long time, and cats and dogs weren't really an option for our family. We did eventually settle down for a while and get a dog. But also, like, you know, I kind of at some points in my life assumed that I'd be moving too. I don't really know why, because when I started working, I didn't move almost at all.
That's strange, because I had just the assumption too, because both of our parents moved a lot. So yeah. It was just like, oh, well, that's just what you do when you get jobs. Sometimes you got to move for the job. So it's mentally prepared to move every few years.
So I'm not really sure if your assumptions are right or wrong, because I'm a little bit more, I have always wanted to pet cats and dogs. I've always liked them, but I don't know if I was a dog person or a cat person, just because I never really let myself be, because I worried about taking care of them.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
What were your
assumptions?
I assumed, well, kind of like you said, I'll backtrack. I think like cat person, dog person, like you can like both animals and you don't have to necessarily be both. Or you don't have to be one or the other. Mm-hmm. Having said that, I am someone that fits like the textbook definition of a cat person.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean that I dislike dogs. It just means that I never had a dog growing up and I don't know how to take care of dogs. And I feel like a deep connection with cats. So for you, I never really, I didn't assume you were a cat person. I hoped that you were open to cats, since I had one before we started dating. And I was just like, well, this is your cat too now.
And a year later, the cat accepted me too.
But I also like never really saw you as like a strong dog person, even though you had a dog. And that's not to say that like you didn't enjoy your dog. I know that you loved your dog. He was a good boy.
He was the goodest boy.
But like I didn't see you as like strongly identifying with being a cat person or a dog person as part of your personality. Whereas like, I strongly identify, like, part of who I am as a person is being a cat person. So I think that's kind of part of it, too. It's like, part of it's about, like, what type of animal you get along with and want to have as a pet. And part of it's, like, do you identify as that?
Yeah, I think it's also, I think that a lot of it was just me being very practical about, like, the impacts that a cat or dog would have on my life. And, you know, like, I think that a cat fits into our life really well right now.
It's interesting because like typically this is kind of opposite for us, because you were being like very practical and you're like, no, it doesn't make logical sense to have a pet right now. And I, on the other hand, tried to do that. I was like, when I got my first apartment, I was like, you know, I'm going to furnish my apartment and then I'll go shopping for cats and get a cat. And by shopping for cats, I mean, go to like the cat shelter. And so I ordered a couch. I had a bed. I ordered a couch, but I didn't have the couch. And I was like, close enough. And then I went and I adopted Jube.
And didn't you get a white couch too?
Yeah, I got a white couch.
Black cat.
It was literally the same trip. Like, I got a light. It was like a tan, like a light tan, off-white kind of color couch. And I ordered it. And, you know, I had like went to the place, like the furniture store, to look at it. But then I had to order it online. But since I was in a part of town I normally wasn't, I was like, and my mom was there, I was like, hey, there's some animal shelters over here that like we might not, you know, I might not get out to these later on. So we should just like check out the selection.
It sounds like the same excuse we use for like ring shopping. We're like, well, we're at a mall and there's a ring store right there.
Yeah, we might as well look at them.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then I found Jube. So.
And Jube found you.
Yep. So I had a bed and a couch on order.
Okay. I think last question before thing of the week from Corey, I assume that as cold-hearted and aloof Jube is, she's actually really cuddly off camera. Both.
She has moments of being super needy and cuddly.
Super cuddly.
So cuddly. And she does, she has moments where like she wants to be in the same room as us. And if we're moving around, she is annoyed at us. Because she wants to
follow us around. Mainly
she'll follow
Caitlin.
Us around. Yeah. Mostly me. And there's times where like she just wants to be in my lap for hours and get snuggles. And then like she sleeps with us, so she's very snuggly then. And then there's time where she goes into the cat dimension and we don't really know where she is. I'm like, she on the catio? No, she's not on the catio. She under the bed? No, she's not on the bed.
She And she's subtle in her affections and cuddles and stuff. She's not like some cats, like your parents' cats, like very aggressive with like, hi, like pet me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to attack you with my head constantly and like, you know, like all of that stuff.
But yeah, Duba's she's more subtle like, with her snuggles. Calm.
Like when we hop on the couch, if we're watching a movie or a TV show, and the rare occurrences that we do, she'll like want to cuddle with us then.
Yeah, she is a lap cat.
Lap cat, yeah, she's very much a lap cat.
Yeah. Yeah, but she doesn't like aggressively require pets, but she does want to be like in your lap or near.
And she'll like give me like love and everything too. Like she'll come up and like headbutt my foot and I'll give her pets and everything. Mm-hmm. But like she's only affectionate with the two of us and no one else.
Yeah, nobody else.
It's like she'll maybe like sniff them or like tolerate them, but she doesn't love them.
No, she doesn't even really like them.
She's
like
she tolerates
the best
them
is like
generally.
The best is if she will allow you to be in the same room with her without her leaving.
Yeah,
that's a compliment, if she's
a high level of acceptance.
Yeah, for like not strangers, but like anyone, just yeah. Anyone that's not us.
All right, time for thing of the week.
Thing of the week.
My thing of the week is a new video game. It's not actually new at all. It's 7 Days to Die. It came out like in
2013.
Oh my gosh, a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But we're just becoming kind of like aware of how great it is. Like it's been on our list for a while, but we started playing it with our friend Julie, and it's been really fun. And I want to play it more. It's a crafting survival horror game, and like it's so fun because you start with nothing and then you just destroy houses and like
it's so like
there's like hidden gems everywhere. Yeah. And there's like
you really feel like you're like raiding houses for material.
Yeah, and like you know there's like all these like treasures and loots to find, and like it's a really fun game. And then there's like every 7 days there's a zombie swarm, so the whole time you're like trying to survive, you also have to like start preparing for this zombie swarm every 7 days, and every 7 days it gets harder.
So oh, we've only done two gosh. Hordes, yeah. Two horde nights.
So we've done like we've gotten to like past day 14, and it's just a fun game. So that's my thing of the week. Yeah.
Related, my thing of the week is Julie One Shot Girl. That's our friend that we've been playing with. Her Twitch channel is One Shot Girl, and I know not everyone who listens to the podcast is also into the gaming side of what we do, but if you are. And you haven't been to one of the many streams where we raided Julie, definitely check out her streams. She's awesome.
Yeah,
she's a good person. Mm-hmm. Just like a wholesome good person, good positive vibes.
The positive vibes from our two channels like mesh well.
Yeah.
And overlap nicely and everything. And that's really fun.
So if you're into watching streamers play games and you like our types of streams, I think that you will like Julie's streams because she's awesome.
And if you've listened this far in the podcast, thank you so much.
You're awesome.
We appreciate you guys spending time with us. I know that we're doing podcasts every 2 weeks now, but they're a really fun part of our like schedule now. I mean, I think that I've gone through waves with the podcast, but I'm really glad that we like found our rhythm, and I've really been enjoying reading your assumptions about us. Yes. So thank you for sending it in if you sent it in.
And I know that we've this is our second assumptions podcast, and maybe we'll take a break. But let us know if you want to hear more specifically, if you want to hear assumptions about when we were younger, like high school and college, or if you want to hear assumptions about our work and our day-to-day and what it's like being YouTubers.
Yeah.
So let us know if you guys want to hear those.
And we'd really appreciate it. I think it's so funny that every now and then we like get decently high in the rankings in like the iTunes charts. Because I just like imagine someone finding like Evan and Caitlin podcast. What's it about? They like download it and they get confused.
They're like, who are these people? Why are they talking about these things? So, who cares about if they like cats or not?
If you guys have been on our gaming channel, you know that we like pranking people. So let's pull like a really big prank. Ooh. You guys rate our channel, like get other people to rate our channel really highly, like write some nice reviews. They make us happy anyways. But let's like get our podcast up higher in the charts and confuse people.
Yeah. Nobody Chaos knows
Kevins.
Who they are. Chaos Kevins.
All right, guys. Hope you're having a good day out there. Hope y'all are staying safe, and I look forward to seeing you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.